Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam.
Yeah, hi Sam. Kurt Dimmick.
Hey Kurt, how you doing?
Good, good.
Good, good. Hey, you got some pretty good people over there. Looks like they got me about 100% of what I needed with those bank statements and whatnot. Kim's pretty pretty useful. She was a little frustrated with that accountant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, so that's the way it is.
Yeah, no worries.
A little cat fight going on between those two that we'll figure it out.
Yeah, they'd initially sent me a tax return from 2012, I think, the accountant. And then Kim went back to her, asked her to send, you know, last year's 2014. And she sent me your personal tax return, which was interesting. I deleted it, I promise. And then we eventually... that we eventually got the you know, the good stuff. And yeah, I guess we're all set. How's things going over there? How's the wife doing?
It's good. Yeah, she's she got home and she's doing much better. Yeah, it was just kind of touch and go there for a while, so everything was pretty strange, so I apologize for that. Just
no
it is what it is.
Of course, so. Those things come up, I completely understand. I'm glad she made it back home. That's a good sign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's good, all good.
Perfect. All right, well, how are things going with the business? You guys still as busy as I remember last time I called
yeah.
you?
Yeah, yeah, the weather's been hanging in there for us, which has been good. Yeah, it's been in the 80s, which for here is, yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's good motorcycle weather, so I guess that'll help things out.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
So yeah, just touching base. I didn't know if there's anything else you needed from me. I was just chatting with my son Dalton, and
sure.
And he said, "Hey, have you ever heard from them or made contacts?" Like, no, I've been kind of out of the loop. So I just thought I'd reach out to you. I didn't know where we stood, if we were still going to do anything, or
sure,
or what was going on.
Sure, I appreciate that. So what we had last was, the last thing I sent you, we have everything that I need except for that one-page document that I sent you, and that's kind of just the big summary, just lets you know, what you were looking for. I remember last time we spoke, you said you were just looking to buy inventory.
Yes.
Big deal. Okay. And that's perfect because we're used to doing things like that. That's kind of one of our biggest sell points. I've got a couple people in the automobile and motorcycle industry. They're all, you know, grabbing inventory, turning around. Do you remember receiving that one-page app there? If you'd like me to resend it?
Send it to Dalton. Do you have a one-page app?
Exactly.
No. Resend it to Dalton's email.
Sure, I can definitely do that. It's mostly pre-filled out for you guys. I did most of it. Just needs a signature.
On Sunday, Mondays,
let me take a peek right here. Speaking to someone over there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure. So, I'll forward that here to it's Dalton at Ace's Motorcycle.
Yes.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and forward him that right now. It might need your signature. Are you the...
That's fine.
Sure. Are you the 100% owner there? Or
yes.
Okay, perfect. Then, yeah, it's mostly filled out. All we needed was just... you guys can skip the section about the Visa, you know, credit card processing stuff. I got all that through Kim. It's just a tiny section. And then the rest of it's mostly pre-filled out. It's got just a phone number, doing business as, you know, the typical... Just the normal formalities.
Yeah.
Sure. And then just a little bit of background on you guys. Is there a specific amount you guys were looking for, just so I can kind of go in with some guns blazing?
I would say, you know, anywhere between 100 and 200.
100 to 200. Okay. That sounds about good. You guys did about 8 million in sales last year. Does that sound right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And then your return on investment, I think last time we spoke, it was, you said 20 to 30% on those used motorcycles, and that was the majority of your investment?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. And so credit score, you estimated to be around 800?
Yes.
All right, Kurt. So honestly, just looking at this stuff here, I'm just going to kind of give you a heads up here. You definitely qualify for our A-tier programs. Your time in business is about 14 years. You got a good credit score, a solid business, and solid ROI. So you can expect some of our better deals here. Some of our biggest strength is that we build that client relationship. And so if you guys ever wanted to do this kind of business again, after we get a few months of payments and everything else, it'll open up a lot of doors. A lot of programs will start coming out. The rates will start coming down really quickly. So what we call ourselves, it's a renewable source of financing, and it's a quick one. So where the bank's going to take a few months and stuff to process your applications, we pretty much run them in 24 to 48 hours. So if you guys just decide one day, we need some extra cash or we want to buy a piece of equipment, you would be able to turn around to us and we'd just return it right to your account pretty quickly. I see here that you guys had an outstanding $100,000 with Forward Line. That was a loan you guys had taken out. Is there any others, or is that the only one?
That's the only one.
Okay, so it's at about $100,000. Are you pretty familiar with the terms of that loan, or is that more like Kim's department?
I'd have to, she's not here today, so I'd have to get with her on that.
Worries, it's not that important. I was just going to kind of get a picture. So were you looking to, keep that loan and then have another one, or did you want us to try to, beat the terms on it, close it for you guys, and then just kind of consolidate with us? Which one seems like a better fit?
It would depend on what your terms are. We
Sure.
definitely would want, if you wanted to pay that one off, I guess I'd listen to it, but I really was just looking to add to it.
Okay.
So.
So yeah, that's what I was going to do. So if I connect with Kim either today or tomorrow, she's not here today, maybe tomorrow, find out a little more details about it. I think there's a pretty good chance we can beat it. I know that these companies like Forward Line, they offer a prepayment discount if you pay it back early. So what would be nice is if you could double dip, take their prepayment discount and take a lower rate on our end. So you would kind of save on both. If we can do that for you, I would definitely run those numbers, definitely help you out. If we can't, or if it's just not worth it, if you're only saving a few $100 or something, we'll just drop in, kind of give you one on top. But
Yeah, I think that makes sense to some degree. I'd almost rather do both rather than clean that one out because so far I like working with them. We've done it a couple of times with them and it seems pretty workable. I
sure.
think we're probably more interested in just starting up something new with you and leaving that one alone.
I
I
got
think
you.
that's just easier.
Sure. Yeah, Forward Line's a pretty good company. As far as I'm concerned, I'm pretty sure they take a percentage of credit card sales. Does that sound right?
Yep, that's what they do.
Okay. Then yeah, those are the guys. If you want to stick with them, I'll just leave that one alone for you guys here. As far as our plans go, we do have a couple different payment options. We're going to try to qualify you for, I guess, the largest amount possible. We do, daily, weekly, and monthly. Have you ever worked with anything like that? Have you guys taken a working capital before?
I don't recall doing anything like that.
Sure. So I
So
guess
tell me
depending.
how that works.
Absolutely. So I guess depending on the business, it's kind of similar to a line of credit, but what we'll do is qualify you for the largest amount possible. We'll go ahead and just have that standing there. You don't have to use all of it, just like a line of credit. So I guess with 8 million in sales, we could qualify you for maybe a little bit more than 100 to 200,000, but if that's all you were looking to do, you would just take that. And then what we would do is kind of look at the cash flow of the business. That's through the bank statements and everything. Depending on how you want to do it, what makes sense for the business, they do have daily, weekly, or monthly payments. So whichever one.
ACHs, is that what it would be? You just take it
Sure.
out as an ACH?
Exactly. It would be something like
Yeah.
that. Yeah. And then yeah, we would kind of go from there. Halfway through the term, what would happen is after we get, regular payments from you guys, we establish a relationship. All these doors are going to start opening. We're going to contact you guys. You'll probably get a call from me and we'll let you know, like, hey, we've got an option to refinance the loan. We can drop this up by this much percent, once that relationship starts. And then, from that point on, it's pretty smooth sailing. Those programs will keep opening doors. I kind of looked at the business. You guys will have no problems there. I don't expect any.
So if we let's just for an example, if you forwarded us 200 grand, what would
Sure.
a daily or weekly ACH look like? Do you know that
Honestly.
part?
Honestly, I will definitely get you an answer like that by tomorrow, for sure. But we would qualify there. We'd lay out a couple options for you. So we would give you like a 12-month term, 18-month term, 2-year term, something like that, and you would kind of be able to pick. You've got some leeway there. So we'll give you like all the options for you. You can kind of decide which one you think is best. Some people like a shorter term just to get it over with. Some people don't really want to pressure their account, so they kind of stretch it out a little bit and kind of take smaller payments. So you've got some flexibility in that area. Again, you're one of
I would just if you could lay out a scenario of a 12-month on 200K and an 18-month at 200K on a weekly ACH or daily and just forward that email. Is that possible?
Weekly, daily ACH? Absolutely possible. Sure. So all I would need to do that is that application that I could see Kurt, I'm sorry,
Are you
Dalton.
sending that over to Dalton right now?
I did. I just sent it. I think
Okay.
he might have just opened it here pretty recently.
So, but that amounts to around 60K
Go back.
currently.
Okay. I'm here with Dalton right now.
Sure. No worries.
He's my son.
Yeah. Guys are running a pretty cool shop over there. I could use a
It's fine.
motorcycle. Yeah.
Yeah, we ship all over the country and all over the world, so
Nice. I did not know
yeah,
that.
just pick something out.
Yeah, we're down in
Where
San
you where
Diego.
you at? Where you at?
So I'm down in San Diego, not too
Oh,
far
that's
from you
easy.
guys. Oh, good.
That's easy.
You guys have
Yeah.
that inventory online?
Oh yeah, you can sort
Okay.
through it, and it's anywhere from 500 to 700 to ship.
Oh, that's not bad at all, to be
No.
honest. No.
The prices are generally cheaper here than they are there.
Yeah, definitely.
We do that. We ship all over the place.
Absolutely. I bet I would save even with the $800 on top, like just for the shipping. I'll wait till we do some of
Yeah,
this so I don't get yelled
yeah.
at for conflicts of
That's okay.
interest,
Yeah. Right, got it.
that's all good. Yeah, did he receive that email there? Is he poking around?
He's on the phone right now, so
Sure, take your time.
Okay,
Looks good, looks good. Hey,
How about if we pull it up and look at it and I call you right back?
that'd be no problem at all. Quick question, is that accountant available today? Is she in? I know Kim's not.
We can try to get a hold of her. What did you need from her?
I'm thinking, because we got this application in last month, we didn't get your guys's September bank statements. I think it might help us out, with the terms and everything if we got to see the last month. So we have, February through August. I think all we're missing is September. You think that sounds easy,
Okay.
or you want me to try to run without it?
I can I've got somebody in doing accounting
Okay.
from Lightspeed. That's a computer system that we use.
Okay.
There's somebody from Lightspeed in here. He might be able to or do something.
That would be perfect. It's just September, just last month's bank statements, that's all.
Yeah. Let me see if he's able to do that. Hang on.
Sure. I think the last person who sent that to me was Dalton, actually. He was the
Oh,
quickest
Dalton
one.
sent it?
He was, yeah. He was pretty quick on that right when I
Oh,
called him. He just
yeah. So if he was able to pull it up and send it, then as soon as he
He can.
gets done, I'll have him send it to you. To that same email that you're emailing us, that one-page form?
Exactly. If you just reply back to that and attach it, I'd be all set.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I'll get that to you, and then I'll have him print that form up, and I'll call you back here in a bit.
Sounds good, Kurt. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye.